You telling me if I'm a child of God and he loves me and he know every detail about me and he can whisper in my ear, you telling me that I'm gonna care about other folk and other things more than who he is? He just explained to me more than anything else. There's nothing on this earth that can compare. Don't come close to comparing to the love that he has for you. Who can come against you that the God that created you, who can come against you and destroy you? Who can come against you and can bring you down? For your parents out there that you want to be loose lips. Say anything to your children. Say anything to your coworkers and anything to yourself. Who then can come against you to take you out that you got to run to an outside source to make sure you have protection? Who can come against you? He said, a great I am dwells in you. There is nothing that can come against you that can overtake you. If we read this word, learn this word, meditate this word, then we too will understand that who can come against us. And we run the stuff out of fear, out of desperation. But then you do a survey, you love God. I love God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. I love him. Great is he that's in me. But you can quote it, but you can't live it. You can quote it, but you can't live it. Honest God truth. Honest God truth. Watch this. If you bold enough and you bold enough, raise your hand if you ever felt like don't no one love you. If you ever felt that way, I ain't say you feel like that now. If you ever felt that way, don't nobody love me. I'm out here by myself. They don't understand. Okay? Now, watch this. You can hand go down. I ain't no judge you because my hand was up before yours. When I felt like that, I could quote John 3:16 forward and backwards. I could quote it forwards and backwards and still felt like that. So why did I feel like that if I knew what John 3:16 meant? Why did I feel like that? I can tell you why. Because it wasn't real in me. It wasn't real in me. I was just quoting something. I know the way, I read my Bible today. What you read? Okay. Pastor preached a good message today. Okay, what did he preach? Man, all I know, it was good. Man, he hooped, he grabbed his ear, he did all this and that and the other. The word has to be real with you, and you have to take it. What good is learning plays, and then on Friday, you don't even do nothing with it? Jeremiah 29:11, King James.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end.
I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you. If you're an athlete, raise your right hand. Some of you guys looked around to make sure y'all had the right hand. All right, hands down. Just want to make sure y'all alert. 1 Corinthians 15:33. NIV.
Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
I didn't come to play. I did not come to play. Read that one more time, boss.
Be not misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
Don't be misled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't follow the crowd. They got all the girls. That group of girls right there, they get all the nice-looking boys. What? And then you don't want the luggage that come with all that. Okay, understand, when we pack luggage, there's all kind of stuff in our luggage. It's not just short pants. You know what I mean? It's high jeans and everything else. And if you chase anything, It determines your hygiene. And I wasn't even going to teach like that today, but you can make me go there. It can determine how well your hygiene. Because even when you open your mouth, it might not even be the best fragrance because you're not following the kingdom. You might be talking such trash or such language and such profanity and this and the other, and that's not a fragrance for the Lord. When I came up, man, the older people was, say, man, you manage and this and the other. I know what that means. It don't fit who God is for your life. You're not meant to chase things. You're meant to go after the kingdom. Amen? Say, woo! Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1.
Children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. For the commandment, honor your father and your mother, was the first of the 10 commandments with the promise attached. You will prosper and live a long, full life if you honor your parents.
We tell our kids all the time, ever since they was able to understand English, we was created to stand out, never fit in. Whatever mom and dad say, that's what goes. That don't mean you can't question us. I tell them all the time, if you don't understand the reason by what I say, just say, Dad, what do you mean? Or why you feel like that? Or why did you make that decision? I don't have a problem with that. See, people think when they question God, they think that's a bad thing. God, I just don't understand. Help me understand. I need my kids to understand. My son just sat there and told you I love to teach, so I want them to understand that I'm not just saying because I said so or because I'm grown. No, I need you to understand that I am here and I have a great responsibility, and there is no person on earth that I love more than y'all or more than you guys. So I need them to understand. The best degree that I can possibly help my kids get, are y'all ready? Is the degree of being born again and making sure we don't stop just there. You got to have all the degrees behind that one to sustain you, keep you, and make sure you go in the right direction for the next person that need to know who the kingdom is. That's better than any amount of currency, any amount of friends, any amount of anything that they can ever seek after. If they understand the word of God. Amen? That's my position. They ain't got to like my decision. They ain't got to like how I am today and what I'm doing. No. I'm not here to be your best friend. When it's going to jeopardize your walk, when it's going to jeopardize your life. Those three are the best that God gave me in the boss. And you think I'm finna go kick it and do anything, live any kind of way, and then set their life up in the wrong direction? No. I told my baby boy, the one that's beat me three times more, I said, son, whenever you make a decision in life, it don't just affect you. People would say, you know that guy that owned one body, that's his son. You know that girl, that lady they call boss lady, that's their son. So it's not just affecting you. And then if they mess around, no bishop, your grandfather, son, what the world? What are they teaching out there at Christian Fellowship? Man, I get tongues don't work out there. Yeah, I said tongues. I ain't scared no more. I ain't scared to tell people this church right here speaking tongues. I ain't scared no more. I don't give a care what you think. Because tongue done brought me somewhere. And I ain't got to disrespect you because you may not, but I'm going to scrap up every day with these tongues to make sure I'm in the right position for the kingdom. That's how in the world I can treat y'all good, man. That's how I can treat people good when they do me wrong. Y'all better let me go in tongues if I want to. Amen. I'm telling you what God loves, and he loves the truth. Luke 6:46. I got two more scriptures, or two more big scriptures. We're going to go into different translations, and we're about to close this thing out. Luke chapter 6, 46, Passion.
What good does it do for you to say, I am your Lord and Master, if you don't put into practice what I teach you?